My top five tips for finding rent-to-rent deals. Hello, my name's Mark Fitzgerald, and it's great to have you joining me here today. So let's just jump straight into it now, shall we? My top five tips for finding rent-to-rent deals. So first and foremost, I'm going to hit you with this one, and a lot of you are going to go, oh, we know about that one. Okay, it's landlord letters. Snail mail. Yes, it does work. Okay, a lot of my students, myself included as well, get deals through landlord letters, but you have to be consistent and persistent with your landlord letters. You can't just send a few and say it doesn't work, Mark. And yes, it is going to cost you money as well. And most things that you're going to get out there and do, and any businesses that you're going to get out there and do, will cost you money. But listen, if you're looking at growing a successful property business, a rent-to-rent business, whether that's in serviced accommodation or HMOs, you are going to need to put a little bit of money in today. You are going to need to reach into your own pocket and put some money into your own business. But it doesn't have to be massive, massive amounts. What you can do is you can send out your marketing in a budget that suits you, okay? People say to me, I need to save thousands and thousands of pounds before I can start. Listen, if you can do that, happy days, but you don't have to do that, okay? You can save money whilst trying to grow your business as well, because it's not always like you're going to send out one set of marketing, you're going to get a deal, and that's that. Happy days. What it is going to mean is you've got to start sending out those letters, but you want to be sending out good marketing letters, okay? This is something I work with my students very closely. Why? Because too many people give it everything. Blah. They give it all. Everything that they can do. We can do D. And then before you know it, whoever's reading that has lost attention span. They've thought about, they're just looking at this document, and all it is about what you can do, and it's never hitting the pain points. So if you're doing any marketing, whether that's on social media, whether that's on snail mail, letters, whatever, it's got to be about your target market, who are you trying to attract and who are you trying to talk to. Now you'll say, I know who I'm trying to talk to, Mark. I'm trying to get landlords to lend me their property, or to loan me their property, or to let me rent their property. And you'd be exactly right. But what I am going to say to you is, are you talking in their language? You're looking for people who've got a problem, okay? Far too many people, and I know this because I train and teach so many people how to get into rent-to-rent and how to build successful rent-to-rent businesses, that I see it a mile away. They go and they start looking at properties. They go and then they start trying to tell about their services. They start trying to push it on. Then all of a sudden, they don't hear from the landlord again, or they don't get the responses that they wanted from letting agents, from landlords. And it's all because it's about them and what they want to do, rather than what the other party needs help with. What can we help them with? What are their pain points? So if you do any marketing, please make sure that you're hitting their pain points. It's something that we have in the rent-to-rent business builder. We have letter templates that make it so, so simple for you to be able to send it out there. Why? Because these are tried and tested letters that work, that attract the right sort of clients, the right sort of landlords for you to be able to talk to, because we've been doing this a long time now and we know what works. Why? Because it's got me deals. It's got me out there. It's built me successful property businesses. So marketing letters is a big, big one. Don't discount it, and make sure you are at least sending out letters, even if you don't want to. And if anybody out there is saying to you, fine rent to rent deals, no marketing letters and all of this and all of that, great stuff for them. Bully for them. But I tell you what, you're missing out. You're missing out on all the opportunities that people I work with are getting because they're doing that as well. Okay, so don't just try and think, oh, I just need to do one thing. Remember, this is business and this is life. It's never going to fall on your lap. It's never going to be easy. Okay, it's not massively hard, all of this, but it will take you a bit of time. It will take you a bit of effort, and it will take you a little bit of money. Okay, so that's the first one. So the next one, number two, if you like, is, of course, the agents. So a lot of people might do the first one, marketing letters. That's comfortable, that is. That's easy, that is. I'll just wait for people to call me. If you're doing that and you're not getting out there and you're not talking to the agents, you're missing a trick again. And that's what I say to people. What are you doing? Are you doing these five things? If you're doing these five things, you're pretty much doing most things that you can do to attract and find deals. But agents is always a sticking point for a lot of people. Now, some people, it's not. They're straight in there. Boom. Felt uncomfortable with the first call. Boom. Felt uncomfortable with the second call. Boom. Third call. Wasn't too bad, actually, talking to the agent. Started to build up rapport. What I do say to everybody is, when you do this, if you're doing it on the phone, have a notepad and a pen in front of you, yeah? But put a line down there and right at the top of it, what went well in the call and what didn't go so well in the call. And after each call, make a list. What went well? What did I say that attracted them to say, oh yeah, tell me more, or opened up the conversation or the door for me to potentially get deals with them? And then on the other side, what didn't go so well? What did I say that they went quiet, or they said, we don't do that, and they cut you short, or maybe even wanted, you could tell then that they wanted to get off of the phone call. Yeah. Start doing that and you will critique what you're saying and what you're doing. And it will really, really help you in the long run. Okay. So make sure that you are reviewing, if you like, your phone calls or when you're going in and speaking to agents. Just have a couple of seconds afterwards. What went well? What didn't go so well? And what can you tweak and make better? Again, of course, with my trainings and things, you get scripts, you get bullet points, you get everything in front of you. So you can really critique that very, very easily. Why? Because you know exactly what to say. Now, you might be a person that's watched a good few YouTube videos and you've heard people saying corporate lets or guaranteed rents and all of those sorts of things. Trust me, if you hear it on YouTube and that's what they're saying on YouTube, that's what everybody's saying. So make sure that you change what you're saying. You don't sound like everybody else, okay? Get to know people, build up the know, like, and trust, and make sure that, again, the same with your marketing letters, you're finding out if they've got a problem. If they haven't got a problem, they will not do they won't do business with you. They will not do deals with you. And it's one of those to say, well, let's wait to see if you do have a problem. And if you do, maybe you'll come back to me. I'll just follow up with you and put you in my follow-up pile. But that's a whole different episode, follow-up. So that's number two. Number three is networking. Okay, get out there, start networking. Go to your local property networking events. Go to landlord networking events. Go to business networking events as well. Business, Mark, that's got nothing to do with property. I say now, there's a lot of business owners out there at the moment who have got money and have got properties. Why? Because when you have a successful business, you look to buy assets to continually build up your pot, to build up your asset base. So there may be business owners out there with properties who are having problems. But start to get out there, start to network with people. Go to events. If you're paying to go to any training or you're paying to go to any events, make sure you've got your business cards with you. Make sure you're ready to start talking to people about the property opportunities out there and how you can help them. So networking events is a massive, massive one. And the next one at number four is social media. Social media, you say? Yeah, social media. You want to be known as the property professional in your area, okay? Now, most people, if they're going to do business with you, will either look for a website. Websites, maybe. They are definitely going to go online and look at Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, maybe, but they're certainly going to look at probably Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. Okay. So you can dance around on TikTok, it doesn't really matter. But at the end of the day, if you're advertising your business, if you're advertising as being a property professional, have a business page. You should set yourself up, you should have a company. Shows that you're serious, that you mean business, and that you're going to look into be around for a long time. When I started in property, I set my property business up straight away. Why? Because I wanted a brand, I wanted a business, and I want to show people that I'm serious. I'm not a sole trader coming and going. I'm here for the long haul. I'm here to potentially build something that, who knows, maybe I'll sell in the future. But it shows intent and it puts you out there. So if you do that, set yourself up a business page on these platforms and just start posting. When you're doing viewings, just start taking pictures and post and start now. Start at the very beginning. Don't say, well, I'll start posting when I get a deal. That's too late. That's no good. This will help you get a deal. If somebody looks at your profile and sees that you started yesterday and you put 10 pictures on, they're going to say, well, they're very new, aren't they? I'm not sure whether I can trust them or not. Maybe I need somebody with a bit more experience. Wes, if you've started posting now about the things that you're looking at, about the things that you see, about property-related things, then at least when they scroll down, and they probably won't go far, but they'll say, oh, these guys definitely involved in property, aren't they? Yeah, they've got plenty of posts. Okay, that's interesting. That's interesting. So we can see that they've been around a while, whether you have or not. And we're not looking at fooling anybody or lying. That's not the case there. But if you're just doing viewings, which is great, just start taking pictures about it and just interesting facts. Do you know what I mean? About the viewing that you've done that can help potentially people when they're looking at that, recognize the fact that you're a details person. Look at the guttering on this property. Quick snap of guttering. Not very exciting at all, is it? But you could say when we manage or we look after a property, we make sure the guttering's cleared. So we would never let that happen, because at the end of the day, that could happen. That can cause damp. That can cause all sorts of problems internally into the property. So this is how we look after things. And this is how we can look after your property too. So people start seeing things like that. They're like, oh, these guys are vigilant. I don't want that. Yeah, I know my gutters are a bit dirty and things, or filling up with leaves and stuff. So it'd be great to have a company that's on the ball. Now, of course, I'm just using a little example there, but you want to be having property related things and putting it out there. Now, sometimes you're in a job, okay, and you're doing this alongside a full-time job, and that's brilliant. And you think to yourself, my company might get fed up with that. That's why you do it in your business name, okay? Doesn't necessarily have to be you front and center, but you can just take pictures of things and post things out, okay? So it can be your business. And of course, if they do have a problem with that, just tell them it's your hobby. This is my hobby. I'm building up my asset base. I'm building up a retirement fund for myself using this strategy, okay? Anybody's got a problem with that, just say, well, you like to play golf. I like to do property. So that's my interest. Or if you've got a life partner in any way, shape or form that can get away with it, just say it's their business and I'm just helping them out. Okay, there's loads of different ways you can do it. One thing I will say is if you want to do it, you will do it. And that's where you've got to make sure that you're pushing out there and you're getting things done. So at number five, let's get this done. Tell everybody, please tell everybody what you're doing. Okay, that's not just, you know, my nan, my mum, my sister, my dog, that's everybody. Every last being that you know should know that you are into a property investing, that you are setting up a property business, and that you are looking to help homeowners, landlords, anybody with a property problem. Even if you cannot help them, you will try and just point them in the right direction. You are the go-to property person. When I started in property, I told everybody what I would do. The milkman, the postman. Do we still have milkman? But you know what I mean. I'm just having a bit of fun there. In the supermarket, if I was in a queue, you know, I'm exaggerating. But if I was talking to people, I would be telling them this is what we do and we help people. And if you know of anybody, please send them my way. Because, you know, if we can help and support them with any property problem that they have, then we will do. And one thing I will tell you is when I used to stand on the playground waiting for my youngest son to come out, other parents used to come up to me and say, Mark, you're into property, aren't you? Yes, because they'd seen it on my social feeds. They'd listen to me talking about it. Now, I don't go out there and bore everybody with it. I only talk to them if they actually ask. But they would come up to me and say, I'm thinking of selling my property, or I'm thinking of adding an extension, or I'm thinking of doing this, I'm thinking of doing that. And whilst a lot of the time it's absolutely irrelevant for what I'm trying to do in property, I loved it because it showed what I was doing, how I was marketing myself and my business. It showed that we were reaching people, that people recognized the fact that we or I was in property and that I could help people. And you should be looking at doing the same. Okay. Now, if you need any help or support with this, we have free training, free tools and resources on thepropertyunleashed.com, thepropertyunleashed.com. I have rent to rent training, HMO training, serviced accommodation training, completely free. You can go in there, do those masterclasses. We've got some books as well on serviced accommodation, deal sourcing, rent to rent, that again, you can download, you can learn about and see whether it's a strategy that you want to do. And of course, we have the Rent to Rent Business Builder training program, where I help and support you in building a successful rent to rent business. And we have the ultimate serviced accommodation business builder. Of course, if you're looking at doing holiday lets, that's the one there, because we'll show you all the different ways to do holiday lets. Now, this training is something that I'm passionate passionate about because we get on group coaching sessions. I am here to help and support you every step of the way. You are never on your own with that. You have all of the tools and resources you could possibly need to be successful. And of course, check out my other videos where I've had my successful students on there as well and be inspired by their stories. You know, the reason I love to get my students on when they're, you know, when they've got their first deal and things is because when I started out myself, I used to listen to people who were getting deals around the same time that I was looking to do. And it used to inspire me and drive me on. And it's great community and a great spirit. So if you're interested in anything like that, then of course we can help you. And I do offer some places on a one-to-one level as well. You'd have to just ask us about that because that's not always open as I only take on a few people at a time. But the rest of it is there for you to go and have fun with. So I hope you've enjoyed the 5 tips or tricks or whatever you want to call it on how to get yourself some rent-to-rent deals. You make sure that you're doing the right things and make sure that this strategy is the right strategy for you if you so choose to do it. Do feel free to friend me on Facebook, follow me on Instagram, and whatever else it's called on LinkedIn. I'm always happy to answer any questions, so feel free to reach out to me on social media. You will get me. If you do get a member of the team, they will answer it with their name rather than my name, or if there's no name, it's me, so you know you're talking to the right person. But I'm more than happy to try and help point anybody in the right direction, help them and support them on their property investing journey, because that's what it's all about. What goes around comes around in life. So I look forward to seeing you in the next episode, or if you're listening to this on the podcast, being in your ears, you listening to me. Anyway, let's wrap this one up. You take care and bye for now.